It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor. This is a puzzle made from a piece of wood which someone was going to throw away. It has so many parts to it that I better just take it to the kitchen to show it to you there. My fish. Feels so smooth. It's beautifully made. But I want you to see these different parts. There's one. And this one up here comes off like that. Imagine making this. There's a little compartment in here, all kinds of secret compartments. Another one in there. Tiny, tiny. You see anything else? Oh, yep, there's one. Now, the trick is how to get that puzzle back together. I guess that could go in there. It's really difficult to put together, but it is beautiful. All the things that people can do, and to think somebody might have thrown this wood away. I remember a time I went to visit Mrs. McFeely, and she showed me some things that she made out of things that might otherwise have been thrown away. I like to think of that time.
Make it out of?
Well, a milk carton, I guess. And a piece of wood dowel. That's for the bird to sit on, I guess. Mm-hmm.
The bird sits right there and he sticks his head in there, has a snack.
What is that in there? That?
It's crumbs of some crackers and then there's some peanut butter in there, too.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know they liked peanut butter.
Yeah, they do like peanut butter, but we can put lots of things in there, old crackers, some stale bread, or cake or something.
That's it, they just hang there.
Sometimes when I'm sitting in my room reading or sewing or something, I look up and there's a bird sitting there having something to eat and looks so pretty. Reminds me of David. I think of him flying around the neighborhood. I had that bird come visit me. It's nice.
It certainly is.
There was something else. What was it? I thought of it while I was upstairs. Oh, here it is. This pillow?
Did you make this?
Mm-hmm. There was a sheet that we had, and it ripped. And so I tore it up in little pieces and put it inside of this cover and made a pillow out of it.
Oh, it is soft. Very soft.
Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing that I thought of.
What?
You walked over it when you came in the door.
You mean that rug over there? This really is a beauty.
This rug was made out of old wool clothes that some friends of mine cut up and wove together. Isn't that amazing? They took, like, this, I think it's a old black coat,
mm-hmm.
and these are corduroy pants, And all these colors are the colors of old clothes that couldn't be worn anymore. So they made a rug for me.
That corduroy feels bumpy.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many colors you wear.
The same on the other side? Yep. There's the corduroy on that side. Oh, that must have taken a long time to make it, though.
There's a lot of things you can do with old things, but you have to take the time to make the things, the new things.
I like to remember times like that. In fact, memories are things that you can use over and over again. It's good to have memories that don't wear out, no matter how much you think about it. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Mr. McFeely. I was just thinking about Mrs. McFeely and you.
Well, I was just thinking about you. Remember the recycling place?
Oh, of course. I've been thinking about it ever since we've been there.
Well, I was going through my home movie collection, and I came across something I thought you might like to see.
I would. What is it?
Well, it's a visit I once had with a man named Leo Sewell. He makes sculptures out of thrown-away things. Want to look at it?
Yes, let's look at it on picture-picture.
We can do that.
I'd like that.
It's an interesting...
Sculptures.
Film. Sculptures, that's right. They're different sculptures.
Different. Leo Sewell. There you are, walking up the street.
And this is Leo's studio. He was expecting me, so he told me to knock and then just come on in.
And so you did. Is this where he works?
It is. He was busy at work.
That looks like a fascinating place.
Oh, it is. I asked him what he was making, but he said he'd rather have me guess.
You have to guess what he's making?
And then he brought out a second piece that was to be like the first when they were both finished. Can you guess what it might be, Mr. Rogers?
I'm not exactly sure, but it looks like the shape is made from pieces of wood.
Well, that's right. And then Leo adds lots of other things he's collected right onto the wood.
Well, that really looks interesting. What's that he's screwing on there now?
It's a handle from a rubber stamp.
How in the world did he ever get interested in doing this kind of work?
When Leo was growing up, he always liked to collect things that people didn't need anymore. He also liked to work with wood and tools in his dad's woodwork shop. He didn't get the idea to make sculptures with things he collected until he was a grown man. But then he thought about it, and then he did it.
Glad he did think about it and do it. This is fun to watch him. There goes another piece on. He really looks at all that very carefully when he works, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Does that piece have some legs? I think it may be an animal that he's constructing there.
Oh, no, that's the piece that I like. It's a round red piece. I think it's a wooden strawberry.
What do you suppose that long shiny thing is that he's screwing on now?
I don't know what it is. It looks like some sort of a decoration.
Into that work, doesn't it?
That's for sure.
Oh, look at all of that.
There are different things. Bracelets are there, and some pins. All kinds of things.
Is that a watch in there?
I think it's a watch.
But there's a...
It is a watch. I don't think it doesn't work anymore. There's a pin.
Where does he get it all? All of that stuff.
Well, sometimes he goes to sales, and sometimes he gets it from friends and other people who are throwing things out they don't need anymore.
So they know to give it to Leo Sewell.
That's right.
For his sculpting.
You know, he not only thinks about how well each piece will fit, but also about how it will look beside the other things on the sculpture.
He's going to use that plastic flower there.
You know, I'm so interested in collecting things myself, I asked him if I could look around his shop. And he said I could. I could look in drawers and on all the shelves, anywhere I wanted.
He's a generous man.
I started with some drawers. Now that's an empty one there. There's another with some pins in it. Have you seen a pin like this before?
Well, I think he used one of those plastic flowers on that sculpture he's making now.
That's right.
What a variety.
He has different things in different drawers. A lot of things to choose from.
He says, look around, doesn't he?
He tries a lot of different ideas before he decides what to use.
I guess he wants it to fit just right, doesn't he?
Just right, you see. That's how he tries it. There, I think he has the position he wants. I enjoyed myself walking around his shop.
There's so much. How could he ever find what he wants?
Well, he seems to know exactly where everything is. It's very organized in that studio. There he was, working away. I still couldn't guess what he was making. Now, here's a surprise.
What is that?
It's a sculpture of a fish called a marlin.
Why, that's wonderful. And he made that fish?
Yep.
Out of all of those little things. Look, there's a bracelet.
And one thing about Leo's artwork, it's fun to touch it. So many different things to feel. there's a watch strap.
Yes.
And I think of a piece of a pair of glasses.
Things people didn't need anymore.
That's right.
You know, some of the things, I couldn't even tell what they were, but they're very colorful. Oh, what's that, you see? Looks like an elephant. It is an elephant.
It is. Now watch. Watch this.
Oh, its ears move. Isn't that something?
You see something old every time you look at one of his pieces.
They may be old, but he certainly makes them into something new. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a candy cane. And another one of those flowers. You pat the elephant.
I like those sculptures. When I started back to see Leo, I spotted another piece. It was a cat. So I took it with me and showed it to him. I figured that's what he was making.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Another cat.
You guessed it.
I guessed it.
Oh, there's the first one. Just the wooden frame that he showed us before.
And the second one he's working on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've been seeing that come together, haven't we?
And the third one, the one that I found.
I like those whiskers. Looks like they're made from colored wire.
They are. It's fun to see how the shape changes. What great cats he makes.
And to think that he just had the idea and did it. People can do so much with their imaginations.
You're right. I had more deliveries to make, but I certainly enjoyed my visit with Leo Sewell, so I said speedy delivery to him.
Imagine making real sculptures out of pieces of trash.
Making something out of things other people throw away.
Yes, that was very interesting to me. His place looked so neat.
Oh, it is neat, and it's not a dump. He has a special place for everything. But what I found interesting is watching him just pick the right thing for each sculptor that he's working on.
He's a very fine artist, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me see that, Mr. McCoy.
Well, you're welcome. We certainly lead interesting lives, don't we?
We certainly do.
It's a free ride every day.
It's true.
Speedy delivery to you.
Thank you, Mr. McCoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A free ride every day. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think? A free ride every day. Speaking about rides, let's get the trolley for some make-believe. They're having garbage trouble in the neighborhood.
Last time, King Friday told Lady Aberlin that she was to find a new dump because the one at someplace else was full. She was just about to ask Mayor Maggie if they could use the dump in Westwood when Mayor Maggie came to tell them that the Westwood dump was full, too. Let's make believe some more about that now as the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make believe.
They're all inside the castle, in the E room. E for emergency. They asked me to fan the smell up to the sky. I know, but I might as well do something. Yeah, be glad you're not an airplane. Oh, excuse me, Mayor Maggie.
Excuse me, Handyman Negri. Thank you for your fanning work.
Well, it's anything but a permanent solution.
I know, but it's helping the smell for the time being.
How was your meeting with King Friday?
We agreed to try to find another dump for all of us together.
I'll be glad when we can get all of these garbage barrels out of here.
I know. I must be getting back to Westwood to see how our people and animals are faring.
Oh, go in peace, Mayor Maggie.
And may you fan in peace, Handyman.
Thank you. Hi. Any ideas?
Yes. Since I don't have to wear that nose muff on my nose anymore, I can think more clearly.
Oh, good.
Thanks for your fanning.
Well, we do what we can in an emergency.
Right. And I'm going to use this map.
What's it for?
You see, this is a map of the whole area. Mm-hmm. Here's the neighborhood where we are at the moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And here's someplace else with the school and the farm and the dump.
The dump that's full.
Right. Mm-hmm. And here's Westwood.
Oh, there's Mayor Maggie's place.
Yes, and the Westwood dump.
Which is full, too.
So we can't use the dump at someplace else, and we can't use the dump at Westwood. So what does that leave us?
Southwood and Northwood.
And Lady Elaine Fairchild is a really good friend of Betty Templeton and her husband, so I'm going to ask her to call them right now.
I wish you the best.
Well, you know, the sooner we find a new dump, the sooner you can stop fanning.
Well, I'll be grateful for that. You know, my arms are getting tired.
I'm sure of it. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay.
I've got to go now. See you, Toots. Bye-bye. Put it down for me, will you? I've got an idea about this garbage crisis.
Oh, what is it?
We could put all of our garbage into an airplane and send it away.
But where would we send it?
Oh, just anywhere.
But what if just anywhere didn't want it?
I never thought of that. Do you have an idea?
Would you please call Betty Templeton in Southwood and ask if they have any room in their dump down there?
Oh, sure. She and James Michael are good friends of mine. Yeah. You know the number?
Well, I know the area code. Mm-hmm. I figured you'd know the number.
Sure.
Okay, what is it?
555 672438.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 672438.
Sometimes it takes a while to get through.
Sure.
Oh, hello, Betty. How in the world are you?
Why, Lainey, it's so good to hear from you. I was just saying to James the other day I haven't heard from Lainey in such a long time. Now tell me all about yourself.
Well, we have this problem here.
Problem? Well, if there's anything I can do about your problem, just you let your friend Betty know about it, and you know who will do her best to solve it for you.
Uh-huh. Well, it's about our neighborhood dump, Betty.
Your dump?
Yeah, I know it sounds funny, but to tell you the truth, our dump is full.
So is ours.
What did you say?
Our dump is full, too.
You don't mean it.
I mean all five words of it, Lainey. Our dump is full, too.
Oh, well, what are you going to do about it?
We've declared an emergency, and we're fanning the smell to the skies.
That's familiar.
If you have any ideas for us, please call.
Oh, we will. I suggested an airplane, but, oh, well, somebody's got to think of something.
Right you are, Lainey. You are so right. Now, just you keep us in mind when you find a solution that really works. I know you will. You're such a good friend and all.
Please give James and the baby my best. I'm going to make some other calls now.
All right, dear. Now, you be good and don't let the garbage get you. You know what I mean.
Yes. Goodbye then, Betty.
Bye-bye, Lainey.
So much for Southwood. Mm-hmm.
Looks like our last hope is Old Goat.
In Northwood.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go look up his number. Just a minute.
Oh, thanks, Lady Lane. Lady Lane, your phone's ringing.
Will you answer it, please?
Oh, surely. Hello, museum go around here.
Is this Lady Amberlin?
Well, yes, it is. Who is this?
Handyman Negri.
Oh, I thought you sounded familiar. No luck in Southwood.
I just called to say that Old Goat and another goat are on their way down from Northwood.
They are. We were just about to call them.
Who is it's on the phone?
It's Handy. He says that Old Goat is coming down from Northwood.
Oh, I hope he's not looking for a dump, too.
Oh, that's for sure. Thanks, Handy. I'll be right over.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks to you, too, Lady Elaine. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay, hope Old Goat has some good news.
I do, too.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Oh, hello, Mrs. Dingleborder. How are you?
Pretty fair. And you?
I'm hoping for good news from Northwood.
Oh, I know what you mean.
What's that you're doing there?
It's just a little something I've been working on. Mr. Pesciley gave me some time to do it.
Well, anything to do with garbage?
Could be. Hope to have it finished in a couple of days.
Well, whatever it is, I hope it works.
Well, I do, too.
See you later.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your encouragement.
I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
I have brought an arm-saving device, Handyman.
Oh, what is it?
It is a fan that works by itself. It has built-in safety devices, and of course a hickey on the side to turn it on.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, thank you, sire. Boy, I sure can use this.
Well, I would hope that it might save your arms a bit. Now... your report, Niece Amberlin?
Oh, yes, sire. All the dumps are full, Uncle Friday.
You don't mean it.
Oh, all except Northwood. An Old Goat is expected here.
And another goat?
Yes, two goats to come here.
Oh.
They called to say that they were on their way and they would come and try to help.
Well, I surely hope they can help
us. Me too.
I sure hope.
Oh, Trolley.
Thanks, Trolley.
Yes, I gave one to Trolley.
We were all in this together.
Yes, that's it. Now that all the other dumps are full, do you think the goats in Northwood will be able to help? I'm still interested in what Mrs. Dingleborder is planning. You know, she's a caring person with very good ideas. Well, we'll make-believe more about the garbage in make-believe next time. Right now, food for the fish. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
you are. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me. Now just spell the word friend. F-R-I-E-N-D. Special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Stay right where you are. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peekaboo. I know some people who love to play peekaboo. It's fun, isn't it? This puzzle is too difficult for me to put back together by myself, so I'm going to ask a friend to help me to do it. Sure. It's a good feeling that you don't have to solve everything by yourself. You can always ask for help. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You probably will have things that you want to talk about. You can always talk about them with the people that you love and the people that you know love you. I like being with you when we have our times together here, and I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.